Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
FabFitFun is something that we rave about every time we get them as a sponsor because they're rave-worthy. Because who wouldn't want a big box of cool stuff that you can use or re-gift? Nobody want you to say re-gift, but that is an actual thing that you might need to do. But a lot
I'm
of the
keeping
stuff is,
all the stuff. No, Stephanie and I got our FabFitFun box, and we got the spring edition. Is that the one we got? And we are going to tear it open as soon as the show's over.
We can't wait to see what's in there. But the last one, remember, I was dying for a new one of those Sip Swell water bottles.
Oh, yes.
Because LB had lost hers. And then I opened the box and those things are like $25 just alone for the water bottle.
Yeah. They find out like what's on trend. And I think it is – see this ring I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Olga loves it.
FabFitFun.
What? It's really cute.
Heck. FabFitFun, it's a seasonal subscription box delivered four times a year with full-size beauty, fashion, home, and fitness and wellness products for just $49.99 a box. There's no sample sizes of anything. Everything is full-size. Every box is guaranteed to have over $200 in retail value. In fact, the 2019 Spring Editor's Box total retail value is $238 to $340. And here's what you want to do. Sign up for FabFitFun today because these boxes always sell out. Use our code FCOL to get $10 off your first box. So your first box is only $39.99. So go to FabFitFun, use the code FCOL, and get $10 off.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. It's a very special edition of For Crying Out Loud. It is. It's like comfort food.
So we have good news, bad news.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news for you guys is that we have a guest. But the good news is it's Julie.
Yay. Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me back.
Miss Julie Kasem. You know, the one guest that everybody can agree that they love.
You guys.
Yes.
Thank you.
It really is. It's like having comfort food. You know, aww. It's like having your cousin over that you haven't seen in so long or your sister-in-law or whatever.
You guys rock.
I don't know what it is because I see her all the time. So I don't know what it is. But people are like, they love her.
You know what's funny? I see Stephanie all the time and talk to her on the phone at least every other day for like an hour as we're walking our dogs. And I still listen to the podcast, even though I know everything she's
already said.
It's like I'm like, ooh, what happened? Oh, I kind of already know that. But I still want to hear it. Yeah. Because she is funny. She interjects humor. But obviously your stuff, too.
Thank you.
All right. Before we get started on the show, I have a very important message for you guys. Who doesn't love a tasty smoothie in the morning?
I do.
The problem is it's easy to get stuck on autopilot making the same smoothies every day. And even the best smoothies can start to get boring and predictable. So why not mix things up a little with frozen, Dole-crafted smoothie blends? They do all the hard work for you, pairing only the most delicious fruits together into unique blends, like taking a typical banana and berry smoothie and mixing it up with mangoes and refreshing limes and kiwis. Or you could treat yourself to a sip of paradise with the strawberry watermelon blend with delicious coconut. The best part? They're born to be blended. Each bag is perfectly proportioned with fruit that's frozen to lock in all those nutrients and flavor. And every piece is already washed and cut. So all you have to do is fill up your blender with one of the single serving bags, add some coconut water, and then blend for an exciting smoothie. Dole crafted smoothie blends. Find them in your frozen aisle.
I'm going to do that. Sounds delicious.
Mm, that does sound good and convenient.
Sounds really good.
My kids love a smoothie.
Yeah, I know. My kids too.
Okay, so.
Yes, so.
Julie, catch us up on your life.
Well,
girl.
Well, let me talk to Julie because you get to see her. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, I have a cold, so I'm going to eat a mint.
You guys see each other every day?
No, we talk on the phone every other day. I don't even know what we're talking about half the time.
Yeah.
But we just like call each other like, what's up, dude?
You guys do that thing like that teenage girls do where you call each other and then you just sit. You don't really talk. You just sit on the phone. Like, what are you doing? I'm just like going through the refrigerator looking for something to eat. Okay.
The funny part of our conversations is a lot of times they are dog related. Like we're walking dogs. So there's always some issue like – the gardeners are there. Or
Stephanie's always got an issue. She's like, I'm at the park. There's a really weird guy. I'm getting out my mace. And I'm like, okay, stay on the phone with me.
That is so true.
Literally.
Getting out your mace. Yes. You know, mace some guy.
I am.
Some homeless guy at the park.
It's like he's talking to himself. And I'm like, be careful, Stephanie. Get away.
Run.
Remember in the old days, if someone was talking to themselves, you knew. Now you assume first they're on the phone.
Right.
Right? Or on a Bluetooth.
Yes.
But then it's like if they're actually talking to themselves, it's even crazier because you're like, oh, my God. Right. They're not on the phone.
I know.
Yes.
That's the weird thing is the crazy stuff is sometimes you come across a hobo that's like good looking kind of. You know, they're like – because, you know, nowadays, kids these days, they're supposed to look grungy and stuff. But then sometimes you see like there's like, wait a minute. He is – no, he's not – he is talking to himself. No, he's –
yes, exactly.
He's not a good looking hobo.
Right, right. He's not a what do they call those people? The hipsters.
Hipsters.
He's not a hipster.
Yeah, right. This is, we're not in Silver Lake.
No. That's where all good hipsters are. That's where all the good hipster hobos are. So, Julie, catch us up. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Same old with my crazy children and nothing. My home life is really boring. That's why, like, I listen to you guys. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so much more exciting than my home life.
You're married to a doctor.
I am, and he's doctoring.
A man that my father wanted me to marry.
Totally.
My father said to respect two things, and that's Jews and books.
There you go.
Yeah.
Although mine is, he's not a Jewish doctor. He's not a Jewish doctor.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah. No, but that's okay.
But he's a heart surgeon, right?
Well, he does interventional, cardiac cath. So, like, mm-hmm. in an interventional lab. So he doesn't cut open, but he goes in through the femoral artery and replaces valves and plugs holes. And he's more of a structural interventionalist is what they call him.
So, gosh. Yeah. Does he ever lose a patient and, like, get
Oh, it's horrible
sad?
Because these patients are kind of super sick when he gets them anyway, usually. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of complications. They're born with these heart problems. It's all congenital heart disease that he deals with. So he follows them for a very long time.
Oh,
he had one recently that he had followed for over 10 years that had recently passed away. And it was tough. It was really tough.
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. But it's,
You look so stunned, Stephanie. You act like you never heard this news before.
Sad. Well, I just didn't know.
You guys talk about bums too much.
I was just wondering if people, like if they have a heart like condition from birth, if some of them have worse chances than others. Like if
he
knows early on, like, this person's not going to live a full life.
Yes, although now there's so many new medications and devices that they can extend life so much longer.
Yeah.
So it's great. But yes, I mean, there are some people that know that I'm on borrowed time. That's really hard.
Right.
You can only do so much.
Bald Brian, I was just listening to him. You know, he had his brain tumor. And he got it when he was told he only had like 6 months. And he got
it. I know.
Yeah, he got it when he was like.
Wasn't that like 10 years ago?
Yes, it is exactly 10 years ago. And we're doing a Laughs for Bald Brian event, and all the proceeds are going to. There's a cancer, Stupid Cancer, I think is the name of the organization. And they focus on young adults with cancer. Because
does he still have it?
Oh, yeah. He's always going to have the brain tumor. So when he got diagnosed, he was like in late 20s, early 30s, I guess. He was just about to get married. He was just starting the podcast here with Adam, but also doing one of Adam's TV shows, like writing on it or something. And he had to call Adam to tell Adam that he had a brain tumor. Mm. And then we did the Laughs for Bald Brian event to raise money for him, which was 10 years ago. And that's how he met Deborah Barr. I don't know if you know her, but she does all these events, and she's just an amazing person. Like, she works in Seattle, and she works for these, you know, organizations that raise money all different, you know. I think she works for March of Dimes.
Mm-hmm.
But so 10 years ago, he was talking about it. So just a couple days ago, he was talking about it, about the event that's coming up. And he said he didn't tell anybody, but recently he woke up and his whole right, his left arm was dead. Like, he could not move it.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't like you slept on it wrong. It was fucked up. But he didn't tell anybody. And he saw the doctor, and they did the MRI, and they said it is because of the tumor. But it's not exactly the tumor. It's the stuff surrounding the tumor. I guess there's like a fluid or I don't know. But like you said, 10 years ago, I don't know if they could have – maybe they could have, maybe not. But now they've given him – I guess he's doing treatment for it. And now he's gotten the
is he taking like steroids or something?
I don't know exactly.
What kind of tumor is it? Do you know?
It's I'm not sure. Okay. If you said it, what's weird is Dr. Bruce's sister has the same tumor and was told that she had 6 months to live, and she's been gone on 20 years.
Wow, that's awesome.
So you know, and Brian, you know, he has a toddler at home. You know, he's a young guy, and to think that you have something that you got to, you know,
he just has to live with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He has to take. You know,
they can't ever take it out.
I don't think so.
It must be in an area that's just too precarious. Yeah. And I mean, whether it's blood vessels or nerves or whatever is there that they just can't quite get around to take it out.
Yeah, yeah. It's
or who knows? I don't know. But wow, it's crazy.
I know. It's crazy. But you have nice arms, though, I have to say.
Okay, so
Julie has the perfect mom arms. Like they're so
– Mom arms.
Well, because – they're toned, but they're not like Madonna.
Right.
Like veiny and gross. Like, but also you have that beautiful skin, that Mediterranean, like smooth, tan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why is this my life? So I'm 43 and I have been a PA, obviously, physician assistant, and I tried to get back to work last year. So I took 10 years off and I tried to get back into medicine and I worked for a few months doing wound care, like mobile wound care, debriding wounds and things like that at people's homes and stuff. I actually kind
of
liked
it.
Can I
just make fun of you for a second though?
Yeah.
Julie's one of those people that she loves the idea of getting a job.
Yes.
And she loves talking about it and thinking about it and planning for it and then – not so much the actual getting the job part, though.
So then I get it, and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I've got to, like, who's getting my kids? Like, who's cooking dinner? Now I'm eating out every night. Like, we're, you know, ordering in every night. Uh-huh. And it's because my husband is literally out of the house by 6:30 every morning and home between, like, 7:30 and 8, it's very tough to rely on him to be like, oh, I'm running late. Hey, can you?
Sorry. I go ahead. No.
Anyway, so I worked for 3 months doing that, and
but before that, she worked. This was my fault. But I was like, I have the perfect job for you. You have the PA background, the medical background. You need to be doing Botox so that I can get some.
Yes.
I know.
Genius.
So I kind of talked her into it. I was like
– so I started looking it up and I was like, okay, how can I get like, you know, training to do injections?
But this girl has never had Botox. She's never done anything.
I know.
She's not that kind of –
she doesn't need it.
Oh,
I
do.
She's not that kind of person.
I do, but I just – yeah.
She just doesn't care.
You could tell.
She doesn't care about that kind of thing.
Because she doesn't have to care.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I do. I'm definitely at the stage where I do, but I just feel like, oh my gosh, like I don't – I will eventually. I think I will eventually. I don't know why. There's something stopping me. I think about like dropping $500 on that when that could be towards my kids. Yeah. Or like I just think about a million other things to do with that money. And my husband's like, whatever you want to do. If you want to do it, do it. Like don't worry about the money. But I just – there's something in me that's just like, no, that's a luxury. Why I don't deserve it. It's like something weird like that. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, how are you – okay.
So anyway though
– yes.
So she gets the – so she takes this job – and she works like a few weeks.
3 months?
No, the Botox job.
Oh, the Botox job.
Wait, before you did the Botox, but go back to the three-month job. So you work for 3 months and then what happened?
So actually she's right. So I took 10 years off and then I went back and I was doing like laser hair removal and then I was going to get trained to do the Botox part of it. So I worked for about 3 or 4 weeks and that was about the end of that.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted me to work on Saturdays. And at first I was like, fine, sure, I'll do it because I just wanted to get back to work. Who's going to hire me after 10 years? And they did. So I was like, all right, I can work Saturdays. No big deal. And then like Saturdays were coming and I rarely see my husband during the week. So I'm like, what? What is the point of this? Like, this is not quality of life.
Right.
And this is terrible to say, but she doesn't have to work. So the thing is, she's one of these people. She's a go-getter.
Yes.
She's one of these people who always feels like, but I should be doing something. I have a degree. Right. Like, why am I just – I don't like the idea of, like, I'm just, like, a housewife. I'm just, like, hanging out.
And
like,
by the way, I love being home and I love being with my kids. Like, to me, that's the biggest priority.
Right.
Like, I love taking them to school. I love picking them up from school. Like, I just –
And you can do that, like a lot of people. I know.
I just have trouble balancing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people have to work. Right. A lot of people have to work. Both people have to work full time. You don't have to, but you feel like you should. You feel like you should. So she always gets into this mode of like, I should be doing something. So I'm going to get a job. Yeah. And then she'll train. This has just happened a few different times. I just have to tease her. I think it's funny.
Uh-huh.
She'll train for a job or take it and then be like, not so fast. And then quit. Quit before she started. Or she'll start training and be like, oh, remember the other Botox job you were going to do where you were going to go train in – didn't you go to Arizona?
No, it was like a 10-day training course where you learn Botox, injectables, fillers, lasers, everything. And then you come back and you're like, all right, I'm ready to go. Who's going to hire me? So right. I was going to do that, but instead I just took this job. And the girl, the nurse that was there, she's like, you don't need all that. I'll train you. Like, so yeah. I ended up not going. That's what that
okay.
was.
Okay.
Oh, but there were two different jobs like that. Because remember you worked for the one?
Mm-mm. Just one.
No. Well, who was the other one? Oh, maybe they were going to hire you, but you didn't take the job. There was another one that was like in more West Valley.
I don't know.
Anyway.
That's where I worked. I worked in Woodland Hills. That's where that job was. Anyway,
then she worked there for a couple of weeks, and then she was like, Stephanie.
I think it was like, it wasn't a couple weeks. It was probably like 6 weeks. And I was like, my Saturdays, I never see my husband.
I don't blame you.
What am I doing? And I want to see my kids and their, you know, soccer games. And I wasn't loving what I was doing. Like,
right.
I'm taking hair off people's legs. Like, this to me is not soul fulfilling.
That's right. The Lord's work, Julie.
It is. How dare you? It really is. That hair removal really does work.
It does.
It does.
And people were really grateful, and I would sit and chit chat with them as I was doing it. It was fine.
You had to do, like, the bikini?
Everything.
Oy vey, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, everything. Yeah, but I can compartmentalize. I've seen it all. It doesn't bother me.
So that would bother you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, so then that ended, and then I was like, you know what? I'm glad I did that because I really realized I want to be home and I'm just going to be content with being home and da da da. And then 6 months later, I'm like, Stephanie, I need to be doing something.
Yeah.
Like, because there are times, I mean, quite frankly, when I am at home and I get a little depressed.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing with my life? Like, my kids are busy, my husband's busy, and then I'm just sitting here. What am I going to talk to my husband about? Because I'm not doing anything, you know? Like, and he's never made me feel that way. Nobody has, but it's in me. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, my kids are at school all day. Like, I can be doing something to be productive and contribute to this world.
Well, tell us, what did you do before you had the kids?
I was doing end-of-life care.
That's right.
Yes, at the VA Medical Center. So I was treating end-of-life veterans.
She's a really good person.
At the one on Sepulveda?
Both, yes. Sepulveda and West LA.
Oh, my God. How long were you doing that?
5 years.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, so I had my first, and then I continued working. And then when I had my second, when I had Sophie, I was like, all right, I got two kids. I need to just be home for a while. Like, I can't. It's hard to balance. So then I stayed home.
End-of-life care.
And then 10 years later, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then I was like, I don't want to go back to end-of-life care. Like, that's just intense. And I don't have the emotional capacity for that right now.
Right.
Before I had kids and when they were little, it was like one thing. Anyway, so then I quit, and then it's 10 years later, I'm like, what am I going to do with myself?
Aww.
Anyway, so I'm reinventing myself. So coming back to my arms.
Yeah.
So my new thing is I'm training, I'm certifying to become a Pilates instructor.
Yay! That's so crazy because I looked at your arms. I didn't know there was a story behind it.
Oh, yes, there is. So in doing so, you need to have like 75 hours of observation. You need 75 hours of taking classes. You need, you know, 100 hours of practice teaching. So there's all these things. So I've been like, in the fitness craze for the last couple months.
Tell us really exactly what Pilates – I mean, everybody knows like Pilates, you know, what it is. But really what – because I remember when it first came on the scene, Jimmy Kimmel's wife was doing it. And I was like, what the hell is this Pilates? Oh, you need to do it. It's great. And I'd call the house and Jimmy goes, I don't know where she is. She's out pole-locking or pole-locking Pilates, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, you'd make fun of her. But it's what is it, like in a nutshell?
So I was kind of saying, when it first came out, I was like, oh, my gosh, like what is another like fad, another this. It's really expensive. It's for like –
hoity-toity.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, this is lame. Like, I'm just going to go to my LA Fitness.
Yes.
That's stinky and smelly and get on my elliptical and watch some TV and I'm good. Like,
right.
I don't need to do all that.
I'm still there.
I'm still there too.
Yeah.
I'm still there. I'm doing the same thing.
You've left me behind.
Yeah.
I'm an elliptical.
Okay. Yeah. So then a good friend of mine is like a master trainer, Pilates instructor, blah, blah, blah. So she was doing a couple privates with me and I was like, this is awesome. I'm 43. Like, I'm done. I mean, I'm still like, I still have my elliptical at home and I still go to the gym and do some things like that because I do like cardio. But this is like you're literally exercising while sitting down and lying down. And I like it because you're basically on a carriage. It's like this moving platform and you're just doing a lot of resistance type work. You're pushing, you're pulling. And what the whole point of Pilates is to kind of work on your posture. So building your back muscles, building your lower back muscles, your upper back muscles, building your leg muscles. It's all about really sort of preserving your joints and your limbs for as long as you can so that when you're 65, you're not hunched over.
Right.
And there's a lot of technique to it.
Yes.
And there's a lot of intention behind it.
Right.
So you're not just doing it just, you know, to kind of like have
it's
a fun
lazy
workout.
Way out.
Yeah, but it is a – I find it to be really nice. Like I'm going to a class today at 1. It's for an hour. You should come.
You should go.
Oh, but you're not feeling well.
No, oh, yeah. You're sick. Mm-hmm. Why are you sick? What happened to you?
I don't know. Like once a year I get a cold.
Anyway, so I like it because it's not a ton of cardio and movement and sweating. But when you're finished, you're – abs are, you know, hurting. Your legs are hurting in a good way, though. Not like, oh, I can't walk anymore.
Right.
Your arms feel good. And it's really mind-body because you're doing a lot of breathing. And I'm not into, like, the yoga and the – like, that to me, I've just never been that person.
Me neither.
I haven't. And so I've never gotten into it.
Right,
Pilates to me is like a mixture of everything because you're getting a good workout, but you're also breathing and, you know, breathe into the muscles. And so by when you're done, you just feel like you had a therapy session.
I'm telling you, I feel like I just had a therapy session listening to you.
Yeah.
Because if you've never tried Pilates, you got to try it. If you're into working out, if you have that, whatever. But you really got to give it a go. With somebody, though, I think with a teacher that knows
what they're doing.
What they're doing.
Yeah.
Because I did it for 10
years. Not like
years.
A Julie who's just training.
No. Not a dunce like Julie.
No, I'm going to let her train. I've never done it before, but I'm going to do
it. Okay, so she and
like
so
Stephanie.
I'm doing my practice hours. So she and Robin are going to be my
–
I know.
Robin.
I haven't even met her. This is how pathetic it is. And apparently she lives very close to me. So
everybody's hanging out with Robin.
I know. Come on.
Where are – what area is it?
So I'm in Northridge actually. So I do it at my house. You can come to my house and we can.
Let me ask you this. So I've never had workout equipment in my home before. And Stephanie and I talk about it all the time. We like to go to the gym. We like to get that
– out of the house.
Get out of the house. But now – we have this like area, that workout area, and the house came with an elliptical and it came with a machine, but the weights that you can pull, you know.
Nautilus.
Nautilus.
Are we in the 80s?
Yeah, like that. Yes.
You're really
exactly.
Yourself.
And then like you can change out the handles and whatever,
sure.
But it's the pounds. You can make it whatever. Uh-huh. And so then I'm like, I'm going to start. So I just started like a couple days in now. Working out at home. I don't know if I really like it that much.
I know what you mean. That's why I have my gym membership still, and I like to get out of the house and do – no, I totally agree with
you.
So
you kind of go by
I don't work out
feeling.
Yeah, like if I – like I have an elliptical and a spin bike at my house, and so there's days where like whatever, I'll just be like, you know what? I just want – I don't want to drive, get in the car, go. I just want 30 minutes and I'm done.
Yes.
So I'll do that. And then other times I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm excited to get out of the house, go to the gym. But I agree with you. Like I have not gotten in the habit of like only being at home. I still have my gym membership, so I get that.
I think I want to stay going to the gym.
Yeah, for sure.
People to look at and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And you feel like you got something done too.
Yeah, exactly.
So I really want to get back into Pilates because I've never been – I'm not flexible.
Yeah.
I can't to save my life. But I do think there's something – to growing old, the more flex. I think you got to stay. That flexibility's got to stay.
So Pilates is all about flexibility and stability. Mm. That's exactly what it is. So it's. I mean, we do exercises where you're just circling your leg and you're going, "What kind of exercise is this?" But it's working on the stability and keeping your hip joints lubricated. But it's also kind of building the muscles around the hip joints. It's fun. Like it is. It's cool. And I don't know. For me, at my age, I'm really loving it. No, it's not.
It's a flash in the pan.
No.
Like a step class.
So my husband was doing classes with my friend Helena, who's the master trainer. His back would always hurt, his low back.
Really?
Yeah. And he's just like, oh, my gosh, it was the best. And then he stopped and he's like, okay, now you need to like train me because it feels so good. And I'm like, I will. There's something about it that as we get into like the second half of our lives that makes you feel like, okay, if I'm doing this, at least I can – try and prevent against.
Right.
You know.
Because that's what I'm doing now. I'm trying to find like different exercises. Have you heard of Orange Theory?
Yes.
Have you done it?
No, but I've done things like that.
Like that.
Yeah,
it's like
totally.
It's like Barry's boot camp kind of.
Or yes,
it's a
but
class
see.
You wear like a watch and you can see what your heart rate is up on the screen. Kind of thing.
That's for me. I'm trying to get away from that. I'm too old for that.
I like to do that.
Oh my gosh, that seems exhausting.
Yeah,
like
really hot.
I like to do Bikram Orange Theory.
Have you done that? Have you ever done that hot shit?
I've done hot yoga, and I literally this would happen. So I did hot yoga with a friend. Tim took me to hot yoga.
Okay.
Anyway,
not Robin.
No. So actually, Helena's husband.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
We have a friend named Tim who is an actor. He was an actor for many years, and then he became a police officer.
Musical theater actor.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. And now he's a police officer. Yeah.
And they call him – they call him – the people around the precinct call him Broadway Tim.
I love that. I love that.
And he was one of the oldest – he was old.
In his boot camp. He was 50.
Really?
50 when he changed careers.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. He was able to do the
That's
training.
That's great,
he's a
though.
Really good
for
him.
Yeah. Anyway, so I did a hot yoga class with him, and I was like – because I have low blood pressure to begin with. So then you add heat and this and that, and it drops even more. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to walk out of class so I don't pass out and like embarrass everybody. So I get up to walk out, and the teacher goes, where are you going? And I was like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, go outside. She's like, no, come back in. Just relax. And I was like, I'm going to pass out.
I hate that.
I know. This is why I was like, I'm done.
I know.
Don't tell me what to do.
I know. I took a spin class with this dude that was yelling at me like, you don't know what you don't have. You need to – if you want it, you need to want it. You need to want – you're not going to get anywhere unless you want it. I'm like, oh, shut up. You're 22 years old with a headband and your short dolphin shorts.
You're like, I'm here. I showed up. I'm on the bike. We're good.
Give me no motivational screaming at.
Yeah.
I don't want to go somewhere to be abused.
No.
For no reason.
No. Mm. It's supposed to be pleasant. And going back to Pilates.
Also, I just want to say that when you're taking like a spin class, and we've talked about this before, but I don't like to be at the mercy of other people's song taste.
I know.
I guarantee they're not going to like the same music I like. I don't want to hear electronica. I agree. First of all, I'm not a fan of remixes.
No,
I hate
and
that.
At no point during any exercise class does anyone just play a song.
I know.
The way
yes.
it was written.
Right.
Just play the Prince song.
I know.
Why do you have to combine it with a Michael Jackson song? or why do you have to speed it up and add beats? There's no beats needed.
I know.
It doesn't need
just
any beats.
Play. I know.
To be played 45 RPMs faster.
I know.
Just play it at the regular speed. It's plenty invigorating.
Right. So true.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
But I agree. And you know, I was at the gym a couple months ago, and I remember looking around. Nobody's there. It's just like me and this other like lady in her 50s or whatever, and they're playing electronica. And I just look at like the trainer standing around. I go, is anybody into this right now? Is everybody like flying on ecstasy and rolling and like, why do we have this electronica? Can we change a station? Can you put like whatever they play at Starbucks? Put
right!
That on.
Right!
Like, just put that on. Like, come on. I love when I crack stuff.
Whatever they play at Starbucks. And while we're at it, I'll take the CD or whatever this is. Do you have an unplugged version of this?
I want to be at the mercy of somebody else's song.
That's hilarious.
I want to like take it down.
Right.
Take it down.
Way down.
I'm going to do a podcast. We can just turn it off
while
we're at it.
Can I plug in my phone? Do you have like an MP3 so we can all listen to my podcast?
Who's into crime? Anybody into murder? Kidnapping? Oh my gosh. You're inspired me now. I'm going to go back. I am. I'm going to go back to Pilates. You see, you've only been here, what, 25 minutes? And now I'm inspired.
Awesome. Yeah,
changed my life.
Catch us up with, because everybody wants to know.
Yes.
So on Patreon, I know you guys all hate it when I do this, but there are certain things we can't talk about on the regular show.
Right.
Sorry. But you're going to tell us a very juicy, funny detail about the upcoming trial.
Yes. I'm going
to
read you something that her lawyer wrote. That's public knowledge. You can go to the courts and get it. I would never, breach any confidentiality. But
you can't just put that out there
on a regular
show. Patreon. But what can you tell us?
So basically, we were supposed to be in trial in May.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Now why? Why is that happening now?
She's able to – I mean, first of all, as you know, Lynette, the judicial system is so frustrating. There's a million loopholes. Mm-hmm. She's found them all to stall this trial. Literally found them all.
She's just going to keep kicking that can. Is she allowed to do that?
Yes, she is to a certain degree because a lot of these things are like, oh, okay, sure, that's within the scope of the law. Like right now – were supposed to go to court in May and then she filed a lawsuit – a frivolous lawsuit against someone that is part of our trial, not like us or anything, but so that put a what they call a stay, a hold on our trial until that thing gets resolved. Well, in very short order, it was dismissed because it was frivolous as usual, but it was able to stall it. So what did she do? So then it got dismissed. So now we're back on trial. We set a trial date for June 3rd. We're heading to trial. What does she do? She hires an appellate attorney and she files an appeal to that frivolous lawsuit. So now we're on hold again. It's like it's this kind of stuff. So now the appellate court, how long is that going to take for the appellate court to hear that silly frivolous case that will get dismissed? It will get dismissed, but it's just like,
oh my God.
Uh-huh. So now we sent a literally like a 50-page response to this appeal to try and separate that frivolous thing from our case so we can continue on with our trial while that is being heard in the appellate court in who knows how long, is six months to a year.
Right.
If our challenge gets denied, well, who knows when our trial is going to be now? We got to wait until her appeal is heard, which we know is going to get denied, but it's just how backlogged are they? So are they going to hear her appeal in 6 months or in 2 weeks?
I think you should have the clip from the 48 hours of her and her stupid daughter at their burial in Norway.
Yeah.
In their top hats and tails on the 48 hours.
Really?
Yes. It's Jean and her daughter Liberty.
I can't believe I missed
buried
that.
Him
I
in buried that. Him in Norway and brought
with
camera
nobody
crew.
There, just her and her daughter. We
and
had a
crew.
But drove up in a carriage for no reason.
A He's horse not, and carriage.
Yeah, and wore these crazy like top hats like they were in costume.
Oh my goodness!
See the black and white? Yeah, I'm showing Lynette a
picture. I
think
Lynette you should just like send that. Like every time they try to postpone, you should just be like, but this. But seriously,
so wow. we had an amazing memorial for my dad with who? With all of friends and with family, not in Norway, but in Los Angeles, where he lived for the most of his life. Mm-hmm. And all of his friends could come. In Norway, she buried him with just her and her daughter. No friends, no
That's
family,
bizarre.
No headstone, no nothing.
I was at the memorial and it was really beautiful and so many of his
colleagues from like 1970
came up and spoke about him and told funny stories. And it was like this is your life, Casey Kasem.
We're honoring you as a man, as a husband. Oh. As a father, as a coworker, as a legend, that's how you honor somebody.
Of course.
You don't bury them in a country they've never been to. Then they wrote a letter to the Norwegian government saying, we want to bury him here because we're moving here. Do you think they ever moved here?
No.
No. He died. He was buried in 2014. It is now 2019. They are still in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's such a joke.
What a circus. Wait a second. Where is he buried then? He's buried there?
In Oslo, Norway.
Why? Though, what's the
significance? Out of spite. To get him away from us. Like, this is what I'm saying.
That's
even in
terrible.
His death. It's like, who cares?
Just That's horrible.
But bury him where he wants to be buried. And she puts on this thing of, oh, we love him so much. We had the most amazing marriage and these children are so toxic. They're terrible. But yet you're burying him in Norway? How's that honoring him? How's that honoring what he wanted?
Exactly.
He's never been to Norway.
That's
I'm sure
weird.
It's wonderful, but he has never been there nor has he ever spoken about Norway. But it's literally – that's why she took him to Washington to get him away from
–
she just has something against us as anybody that is around him that loves him. His mother, his brother, his cousins, his best friends. They've all been pushed out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know, oh, so you know, yeah, I know
yeah
those
so
kind of
if you're in a relationship with somebody like that, or you know a friend or family member who's in a relationship with somebody like that, it doesn't get better.
No,
it
doesn't.
It will only get worse.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
Because
you can't turn
it's
those
a personality
people around.
Disorder. Mm-hmm.
That's
it's,
exactly
it's,
right.
What is it?
It's borderline narcissism.
Oh, definitely narcissism. Definitely. But
I'm saying,
like,
in general, people that have these behaviors might be sociopaths.
Yeah.
Yes. When they want to isolate somebody. And anybody that really cares or wants to be in the situation gets – they see that and they get pushed out. Mm-hmm. And that person's toxic.
Or usually, yes, 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 yes.
Usually, yes. It's very black and white thinking too. People are either the best or the worst.
Right.
That person's the worst.
Right.
Well, They're out to get me. Everyone's out to get them.
Well, and those people that are the best for a short time, and they're the worst. And I'm never going to talk to that person again.
Because they start to see what really is going on.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very polarizing.
And those people always, they think that other people are thinking the way they're thinking.
Mm-hmm,
so everybody's out to get me kind of thing.
Yes.
Because that's how they think. You know what I mean?
And yes.
They think, so that person must be thinking the same way.
That's exactly
that's
right.
That's horrible. It's just I feel so bad. I didn't realize that he was buried in Norway.
Yeah. For no reason. Well, first she tried to bury him in Montreal and we got that stopped. Then she tried to take him to Israel.
Oh.
Yes. Random. What? Look, the guy's heritage is Lebanese. If you're going to bury him outside of the United States, bury him in Lebanon,
where his
mother and father are from.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wouldn't that make the most sense?
Yes.
First of all, he wanted to be buried in L.A. in Forest Lawn, but if he's not going to get that, at least take him to Lebanon. Anyway, so then Israel wouldn't take him for various reasons, and then she found Norway, and apparently you cannot excavate a body once it's been buried in Norway. I think there's some law. I could be wrong. So I think that's why she found Norway. I mean, she's really – there's this – you know, I don't want to say anything. But in my opinion, I feel like there's a lot of just evil behind everything. Mm-hmm. Every decision is very calculated and very manipulated and just evil.
Well, let me ask you, how long were they married again? I mean, I'm sure we've already talked about all this, but I can't
– Since 1980 – so I think it was like 34 years before he passed away.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that's what she hangs on to. I had the most loving marriage for 34 years
but
and these children.
They didn't share a room for a lot of that time, right?
For I would say a good 20, 25 years.
They weren't in the same room. Yeah, she was in a room with her daughter.
Mm.
And he was like off in another wing of the house.
Mm-hmm.
How did they meet?
She was like an intern or like a runner for a production company.
So she was running and looking.
100%. She's in her 20s, blonde.
Yeah.
At baby the time,
voice.
Very cute. Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
She still has the baby voice still?
Yes. It is.
That's a sign. If Dr. Drew will tell you, that's a sign of.
Yes, she talks like this. That's shame on those children.
That's exactly. I mean, there's a clip of that. You'll see it on the news everywhere.
You didn't see the clips of 48 Hours before Julie came in that time.
I did,
and she was always. The eyewear is like out of control.
Oh.
Like these big, colorful glasses and different ones.
Yeah, yes.
Kaylin, can you fill up a picture? If you find something,
there's a million of them.
Images. I just want to. Yeah. So it's that Dr. Drew says there's something to that baby voice that there's.
So I've always wanted to go on Dr. Drew's show and talk about this whole behavior and stuff, but I just like I'm not yet. You know what I mean?
Not
like
yet.
I want to wait for like everything to be done because it is fascinating. This type of person.
Yes,
you know?
You should. Yeah. You should. Yeah. Oh,
and I want
love
him
it.
To like pick it apart and like.
Oh,
yeah,
you'll
yeah,
love
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
There's so many things like. Just the weird behaviors, like pretending to faint in the deposition.
In the deposition, yeah.
You know, she did a weird, like a crazy collapse and then laid
God.
On the floor, like splayed out.
It's histrionic. It's, yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Looking at pictures of her.
Yeah, there's some pictures. But show the ones down below. Click on the ones down below. You can kind of see, like, yeah, like what you're dealing with there.
Yeah, she tried to be
very
like
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yes. But was she have any trauma in her past? Do you know?
Oh, my God.
We're looking at a picture where she's wearing a dress, a velvet dress like J-Lo, cut down to her belly button and no bra.
But not a J-Lo body.
With not a J-Lo body at all. At all.
What's the opposite, like the inverse of side boob? There should
front
be one
boob?
That's like middle boob.
Middle
like where
boob.
You're looking at
looking
a
at
really deep cut, but then you're seeing it
yeah,
into
in.
The,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Right.
The
you know, can see. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, you see every, I mean, you can get an idea what the boob looks like.
I'm going to give you a.
Well, your dad was a boob man.
We're going to take a little. We're going to take a little break from that and talk about. You're going to talk about ancestry.
This is perfect now to talk about ancestry. So, have you ever done this, Julie? The ancestry.com?
No, but I want to.
Ah, you got to try it. I'm so excited. So I got the kit, and it's Ancestry DNA. It gives you so much more than just the places that you come from, and it'll tell you. You can trace back your ancestry journeys over the time. It amplifies your results. You can start a free trial on Ancestry and build a tree so your ancestors become more than just a name, which is pretty cool. And I like the DNA. I like the DNA part. So they've combined the DNA results with over 100 million family trees and billions of records. So you can find out a lot of stuff, and you can get into your genealogy and origins. You got to try it. I'm doing it, so get started with me. You can get the Ancestry.com kit now. If you go to Ancestry.com/FCOL, is that – where is it? I don't, do you see where to go?
Mm-mm.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Go to Ancestry.com/FCOL. You'll get 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. So I'm doing it. Why don't you guys do it with me? Okay, let's do it together. Let's go to Ancestry.com/FCOL today.
Yeah.
Get 20% off.
And also, are you or someone you love a victim of fat shaming? It's not nice, but obesity leads to fatigue, insulin resistance, and diabetes, which can cause serious health complications. So many people have developed insulin resistance, pre-diabetes, and the main culprit is fat causing sugar and insulin. What I'm trying to say is the sugar that causes fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a new thing. It's called Boca Sweet. It's an organic, all-natural sugar replacement made from kombucha?
Mm. Kombucha? Kombucha?
No, kombucha.
Kombucha. All right.
Yeah, it's a superfood. You see, it's this sweetener that can help fight insulin resistance because it provides pure cell energy with no insulin stimulation.
Oh,
it's perfect. Diabetic friendly and keto perfect. Yeah. So what you want to do is go find Boca Sweet. Go to bocasweet.com and get some or find out more about it. That's it. That's all you have to do. Go to Boca. It's spelled BOCHASWEET.com.
Okay. So.
Awesome.
Okay.
Let's talk about.
Yeah.
Some of Julie's typical – she had a funny and interesting situation, like a mom situation. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did. Okay. So we – Bella has a good friend, and we're friends with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And
– so to catch you guys up, in case you don't know, Bella is her 14-year-old.
Yeah, she's 14.
BFFs with Elby.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They met when they were one.
Aww.
Yeah. And then she has her daughter Sophie, who's about to be 11 in July.
Right.
Who's friends with my I mean, they're all friends.
Right.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, so my daughter's hair is super thick, kind of like Lynette, I think how you grew up. So, of course, mm-hmm. probably twice a week I have to blow dry her hair.
Yes.
Do like a full-on blowout.
Yes.
Okay. So she was sitting on her phone while I was like over her shoulder doing a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking at her like Snapchat, you know, and then they don't like just text each other. They text each other through Snapchat.
Yeah. I know.
What's up with that? So anyway, so she goes – she sees him and she goes, oh, my gosh. And of course, I'm like, what? Because I'm all about the gossip.
Mm-hmm.
And she's nothing, Mom. And I'm like, what? And she's like, well, look what my friend wrote. So she basically was like, hey, you know, Bella, listen, if your mom talks to my mom today, make sure you just tell your mom that I'm out with so-and-so.
What?
And this girl's not like a bad girl, you know. Anyway. So basically she was saying – so first of all, like I don't talk to her mom enough to be like, oh,
yeah,
like
I know.
Your daughter's here today. I don't
right,
know.
Right, right, right.
She didn't need to text Bella that, but I think she was really nervous. Like, oh, if Bella sees me on Snapchat doing X and Y and Z, mm-hmm. she may bring it up in a conversation with her mom and then her mom may tell my mom, which is so far reaching. But I think she was just trying to cover her bases. So she basically was like, okay, so, you know, just tell your mom I'm out with so-and-so. So I was like, Bella, write back and be like, oh, okay. But like, what are you doing? I'm just curious. So she just basically goes, well, I'm going out with the person she was talking about. and also two boys.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I was like, but I know these boys.
You can give everybody names if you want. We can call them Marsha, Jan, Cindy, Greg,
okay,
Peter,
so
Bobby.
Bella's friend is Marsha.
Uh-huh.
And the two boys are Peter and Greg.
Okay.
Okay. And then the other girl that her friend was going out with is who is it? Cindy.
Okay.
So Bella's friend is Marsha. Marsha said she was telling her parents she's going out with Cindy. But mm-hmm. in reality, she's going out with Cindy, Peter, and Greg or whoever
right.
I said.
Okay.
All right. So, of course, now I have this information and I'm like, okay, I don't – that still sounds innocent to me. I know
right.
this mom. She would not care if they all went to the mall together.
Right.
Like she's not like, you can't hang out with boys. And I know these boys. They're good kids.
Yeah.
Bella went to school with one of them since kindergarten. Like I know them.
Right.
So I was like, this sounds weird. Like I know her mom wouldn't care. So then, of course, I call Stephanie. I'm like, Stephanie, what do I yeah. do with the situation? Because now I have the information that she's lying to her parents. I'm looking at the situation going, this is not bad, but I don't really know what's going on. Like,
it sounds,
I don't.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I feel like I have to tell the mom and
right.
just be like, look, I came across this. It sounds innocent enough to me, but now that I know this information, I'm not comfortable holding on to it. I feel like you should know. You know, mm-hmm. whether you do anything with it, I don't care, but now I need you to know that your daughter's lying to you, basically.
Right, right.
And so Stephanie's advice was.
Well, I said I didn't think she should say anything.
Yeah. That's my – yeah.
And that was my husband's too. He's like, just stay out of it.
Right.
And I was like, but if Bella
she kept
were lying to me – lying to me mm-hmm. and you know, let's say LB knew it and LB told Stephanie and Stephanie never said like – if Stephanie knew that my daughter's lying to me.
Right.
Wouldn't she feel weird not telling me?
But I said, yes, but you're a really close friend of
yeah.
mine and our friendship would supersede
right.
what I feel like our daughter's friendship. But I felt like in your case
– it would be weird.
It would be a risk for your daughter.
But I know this mom well enough to know that – first of all, she'd never rat out my daughter. Like she's just not they're actually not gossipy at all. They both
right.
work full time and they're like, who? What? What's happening?
Right, right.
Like they don't even like care
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
But – they care about their daughter, obviously, but they're
right.
not like the gossipy kind. They're actually very matter of fact.
Right, right, right.
The mom more so even than the dad. The mom is almost like the dude
I wish
in the
I
relationship.
Could be that way. Yeah,
yeah. She's very much like, tell me the facts. What
right,
are we going
to do
about
right.
it? Let's solve it. Moving on.
Right, right, right.
So anyway, I ended up calling her,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, hey.
Well, yeah. I go, but you're not going to listen to me.
Yeah,
I said,
yeah, yeah.
You're gonna tell her. So now it's just how are you going to tell her?
Right.
So then I was like, yeah. So we kind of talked back and forth. And then I just called her and I was like, hey, you know, I'm like, this is kind of, you know, random, but I just thought you should know. And I said,
I would give a stomach ache if I heard that. If
yeah.
I got a call from another mom that I kind of like friends, not really friends, but whatever. And I just thought you should know. I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah this is the I thought you should know.
Yeah.
Like,
but this isn't a different
I
thought
her
you
well.
Should
like,
know.
I'm going to her 50th
this
birthday. It's with
one.
A small group. Like, we're
this is about
very
your
good
kid,
friends.
And you're like, you're going, you're my brain would be like, well, what did Natalia do now?
Right, right, right,
she,
right,
you know,
right.
Oh, God. She's embarrassing me, you know?
Right.
Whatever.
So I was like, I said, it doesn't seem like an issue to me. I don't see like any real problem. But now that I know this information, I just feel like I need to tell you that Marsha texted Bella and said, hey, tell your mom I'm going out with Cindy and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, yes. And so I said, that's what happened. And I said, and then my daughter said, Marsha, what are you doing then? And she said, well, Greg and Peter are also coming. And Bella goes, why can't you tell your mom that? Because she did. She's like, why can't you tell your mom that? And she's like, I just can't. Okay, I can't. And I said, and that's what I told this mom. And mom kind of started laughing. She's like, what?
Yeah.
This is so random. Like, of course I'm not going to be upset that she's with Peter and Greg.
Right.
And then she goes, oh, now I know exactly what happened. So basically what happened is it's so innocent and so ridiculous.
It's not that innocent, though.
Well, it's innocent in that there's no, like,
what?
Bad things happening.
Yeah, but it was a pretty major lie.
It was a lie. So basically what she did is she said to her mom,
mm-hmm.
but, okay, she's on a sports team. And it's like a club sports team. And she's just not loving it. So she's like, it's spring break. She's trying to get out of going to practice. So she basically said to her mom, Mom, Marsha's parents have been fighting. and almost came to tears telling her mom this. Oh. I need to spend the day with her. She's having such a rough time. I really can't go to volleyball. I really just need to be with Marcia. Her parents are really going through it. And, you know, just kind of the sob story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, I think in her mind she's going, if I tell my mom that Peter and Greg are coming, it's going to look bad. Like, oh, this isn't about Marcia's right. parents. This is more you just want to hang out and skip volleyball.
Yes.
That's all it was. That's she's like, was. I know what she's doing. She's like, I don't care that she's out with Peter and Greg. I'm more concerned that she did these theatrics and totally like
yes.
lied to me.
Right.
And so she's like – so I don't know what happened. I saw them on Sunday at – because our kids play soccer together. And she didn't say anything and I didn't ask what the fallout was because first she's like, well, maybe we can say that you got Bella's phone and you were just looking through.
Right.
And I'm like, don't do that because this girl comes over a lot and
yeah.
I don't want her to be embarrassed like, oh my
right.
gosh, Julie thinks I'm a bad person because
right, right,
I lied.
Right.
She's like, you're right, you're right. And I'm like, and of course you can never say Bella told me because their
right.
friendship will be over.
Right,
she's
right.
like, of course not.
Right.
So she's like, I'm going to lunch with my husband. We'll figure it out. And they may never even have said anything.
Yeah.
Because I think once you sit with it, you kind of go, okay, whatever. You know,
right,
it was a
right,
silly lie.
Right.
We'll keep our eyes open for
right.
other things. But mm-hmm. I'm not going to like make a big deal of this.
So
that's
now
good.
As a mom, if let's say we're the person who has that information, how would you handle it? I think I would be – I would just overplay it to LB. I would just be like, oh, my God.
So how's Marcia?
How's Marcia? Is she okay?
I'm
like,
call
is she so depressed?
Do you think I should take her mom out to lunch?
Uh-huh.
Do you think she did it right?
Yes.
That would be amazing.
That's yeah. the way to go.
Yes.
Like, God,
yeah,
I'm just so worried. I hope you're dealing with it okay. Do you need to talk to somebody about
yeah,
it? It must
yeah.
be really hard for you.
Maybe
to
I should send a card to her and
yes.
tell her
yes.
I'm always here for you.
Yes.
Or I'll send a text to your mom.
Yeah.
To her mom. Like,
genius.
She'd be like, no, no. That's okay. She's okay. Oh, my God. That's hilarious, though.
Yeah.
What I would do if I was the mom, it wouldn't really surprise me. I feel like I'm a war veteran with Natalia already. Like,
right,
that's
right.
nothing.
Well, and it was really nothing.
Yeah.
And her mom said that. And she's like, you know what, though? But she did say, she goes, first of all, thank you for telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that I have your back, too, and takes a
yeah,
village.
Nice.
And let's keep that
right.
open communication. She was very cool about
it.
It
was a positive yeah. thing came out of it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, I and like I said, I would want Stephanie to tell me.
Right.
Bella's lying. And I mean, I just
– I would want
and the thing
I
is,
would
like,
want to know.
Yeah.
I told her, the mom, I'm like, at 14, I lied so much to my mom.
I know.
Like, I mean, I just – it's
nothing.
Not – I'm not looking at it. It's like, oh, how dare she? I mean, I made like worse lies than that.
Oh,
that's
God.
Nothing compared
yeah.
to what we did.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's what
yeah.
I was thinking. Like, that's – this is like
– I know.
Nothing.
Right, right. And that's why I
had
like,
so many
whatever.
Schemes going at that age.
Were you a bad kid too, Julie?
I was a good kid overall. I was a good kid overall. But yes, I lied about hanging out with boys
right.
and doing things with boys I shouldn't have been doing
right.
and I shouldn't have been places, things like that. But I was never into drugs or alcohol or no.
And you,
like
and you grew up in the house with who? Your brothers and sisters?
My mom, my brother, and my sister.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah.
And then your – but when did your dad and your mom get divorced?
Oh, I was like 3.
Okay.
So, but we saw my dad every single weekend.
Right.
And then when we had our own cars and we were older and had our own apartments and, you know, then we would
yeah.
see him all the time.
Right, right,
yeah.
right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
yeah. I was just at this luncheon yesterday that Natalia and I joined. We committed.
The NCL. I heard
oh
that. And
gracious.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
What did I get myself into?
Like, obviously, in theory, it's wonderful, but I think it's a little hoity-toity kind of highbrow.
Is it?
Well, I guess it depends on which chapter you're in.
I don't know anything about – so Natalia tells me, like, she keeps telling me, when are we going to join the NCL? And I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, I already got the IPA. What's going on? What's an NCL? National Charity League, you know, and they have, like, their organizations that they do, you know, philanthropic things for.
Sure, yeah.
And – I was like, that's great. I've been wanting to do something like that with her. And she – because her friends were doing it. And they call them TikTokers because it was started in the 20s. And the moms would go and help out at the churches and bring their kids. And the kids would sit there and look at the clock, TikTok. So
oh, my
gosh. But it came
so
like
–
I know. So the kids are called the girls. It's a mom, mother, daughter. But once you sign up, you got to do it. Like
yes.
or you get kicked out. You can't go pick your choose. Like they do some fun events. Like they had the fashion show over the week. So yesterday was the first event we ever went to. So it's a fashion show that they do every year, and it's the 11th graders. And so Natalia's in the class of 2024. So, but I hear all these moms that I've met yesterday. They were like, yeah, when I first started, I was like, what did I get myself into? But it's actually pretty easy. And the hours, you know, it's only 15 hours for the year that you have to put in.
No, sorry.
That's on the league side. Then there's I think it's like a total of 35 hours. Yeah. For the year, so that they have to put in. But yesterday, they got 2 hours. That's 2 hours. So they go to this event. They show up at the event, eat. I get to sit there and talk to all the moms and, you know, get caught up on gossip. And that's 2 hours, whatever. But it's not – I mean, it was okay. And then I was like, I don't know what I got myself into. But the moms were all – a lot of people told me, like, at first they had to take their daughter to the thing. But then their daughters, like – you would never think your daughter would do, but like they branched out. They met all these other girls that they don't, they would have never met, that don't go to their school. And they just like, they got like, so they do events together and they like, and they're like the chair. They everybody has to be a chair on one of the events and everybody has to be, you know, part of the committee and somebody has to like, or, you know, each girl has to have an, or, you know, have to organize an event. And I just think, I think it's a good a good thing, especially for her.
I like it because it's structured.
Yes.
Because you have great intentions to want to help. But then a Saturday comes and you're like, oh, but I have soccer.
Right.
Oh, this. And you never go
out and do it. Right.
So it really holds you to it. And I love that about it. And they do great work. Of course.
But why
it's wonderful.
Is it hoity-toity?
Well, I'll tell you, the people that I know that are in it, like from the school where my daughter goes and
it's
all that.
It's a different chapter?
Yeah.
Or is
just
it the same?
Probably different, I would imagine. Like, you know, you have to get someone has to recommend you to go into it. Like, they don't just accept anybody. People get denied. And
really?
Oh, yeah.
People get denied?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Jews.
It's a full application. I'm sure you had to, like, fill out the application. It's like a whole – it's a to-do, but you're doing great work. And it's a commitment through 2024, which is great because when you do apply for college, that's going to look really good on your application that she committed to something and stuck with it. That's a big deal. And you're helping people. It's all good.
It's not going to matter for Elby, though, just because she's going to be on the rowing team at USC. So I don't have to worry about so much the outside stuff.
Right, right. We may just do the SAT thing. We may get someone to just pump up those SATs for a little bit cheaper.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, now that guy's out of business, so maybe we should start our own.
I know, right?
Freelance that.
Don't tell anybody, everybody.
Yeah, let's
do it. No, well, it's a shame, too, because Natalia, I don't know if my kids are going to college, but we'll
Natalia see. Seems very motivated, and when she wants to do something, she's going to do it.
Yeah. No, she's.
Based on what you've never met her.
Oh, yeah, she is. Yeah. She's very, and she's
that's
excited
a great,
about this.
Yeah. And the thing is, I think she seems to be out of school and in an environment where these, like, and you've said, like, these kids are super motivated. They're all going to school. And Natalia is not going to be the one not going to college if everybody else is.
Exactly.
She's
going to
be like, oh, no. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
See? You know her good.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, this has been a terrific show with Julie.
Yay.
She's staying for Patreon.
Yay.
Yes.
And
okay.
If you want to join Patreon and listen to that special episode, it's $5. Go sign up right now.
Go get a t-shirt.
We have so many new subscribers. If you want to be at the $10 level, I will send you out a For Crying Out Loud t-shirt that says hashtag no getter.
Ooh.
Proud no getter.
Love it.
So get
that.
Can
we give Julie a t-shirt?
Ooh, I'd love a t-shirt.
I bought her one.
What the
hell?
I'll
pay for it. I'll pay.
Whatever
I need to do.
Why? You didn't give her a t-shirt?
I'll pay for a t-shirt. When she was at
where's
my
t-shirt, by the way?
Tables. Oh, my God. You guys. Stop it. Listen, if you want to subscribe at the $50 level, I'll be your best friend. Okay. Also, I'll give your business a shout out. And guess what, you guys? Ulysses.
Oh, I love Ulysses.
He's a cat-om.
Oh, my gosh. So my daughter Bella was listening to the podcast.
Oh, no.
I had her listening. It was an innocent episode. And so, you know, she knows Arabic to
little
bit. Well, because my husband's Lebanese,
and so
his whole family speaks Arabic. And so haram is so you all of a sudden you went haram. And she's like, what? What? How do they know that? It's so funny.
Does she know sharmuta? Does she?
She doesn't know the sharmuta.
Lebni? Do you guys I discovered. Oh, my God. That's so good. What is it? Is it sour cream?
Yogurt.
It's yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, Ulysses is giving a shout out for the Elephant Sanctuary of Tennessee.
Oh,
of course
cute.
He is.
Yes, they provide captive elephants with individualized care the companionship of a herd, and the opportunity to live out their lives in a safe haven dedicated to their well-being.
I'm going
to
cry. I'm going to donate.
What elephants are going to go to the circus? I want to entertain my kids.
This is a disclaimer from Ulysses. He says, I have membership. I think it's a good cause getting poor elephants out of bad circus or zoos.
Yes, agreed.
Letting them live out the rest of their days in freedom and not in a cage. Also, it's a nonprofit. So it's tax deductible, and they have a high 98.75 rating. So go to, listen to this, elephants.com.
That's it?
Easy enough.
All right.
How could you forget that? By the way, these things work because, you know, our other new ones.
The shout-outs.
Brianna, who promotes True Mamas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple people were on the Real Eating page going, who are the moms that do the new mom boxes?
Yeah, well,
we should. Postpartum supplies.
Yeah.
Like pads, cooling spray, nipple cream. Mm. Their vision, True Mamas, is to support new moms, and they partnered with nonprofits in their community. So a portion of sales go towards moms in need. They're at TrueMamas.com. Michelle Baker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she does?
CBD.
Mm-hmm. CBD.
She has the what? Seven?
Salve. It's called chronic relief. You just rub it anywhere that you have pain and it helps you get rid of that pain. And her company has now made everybody their own websites, and hers is mygreenhorizon.com/store/FCOL Baker. Could it be more complicated? Casey Howell is a real estate agent with Keller Williams Crystal Coast. She covers Eastern North Carolina, and she was a military spouse for the last 15 years, mm-hmm. so she knows about moving.
Mm-hmm.
So email her at kacey marie@gmail.com. Let's do a couple more. Tish Clevenger.
Juice Plus.
Juice Plus.
Oh, my God. She's obsessed with your health. She wants to add the nutrition of 30 fruits and veggies. I don't think anybody's ever, ordered anything through her. So let's make this week the week that all changes.
Yes. All right. Well, I was going to videotape it.
Clevenger, Clevenger juiceplus.com. And last but not least today, Kate Marengo.
Mm.
She wants to pimp out your space, your home, your car. She don't care. She's going to interior decorate the shit out of it.
Your kids.
Yes. She's got a national online interior design service. Your kids. She's going to be like, what you wearing, girl? interiorchicago.com/interior-design. That's it for today.
Our Instagram, by the way.
Yes.
Is that it going?
I need to get on that.
Is it going?
Let's do a video for Instagram. And we'll what's our handle?
I think it's at FCOL Podcast.
Okay. FCOL Podcast.
That's kind of sad. I'm getting on it right now. I think it's at FCOL Podcast.
See my roots. Maybe we shouldn't videotape today.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to end the – should I end the show? Or do you want to record
it? Say hi, Julie.
Hey.
Hi. Say hi, Steph.
Hi, everybody. All right. Ready? Thank you, Caitlin.
There it is. It's FCOL Pod.
There we go.
Oh, FCOL Pod.
Okay. Wow, there's already 800.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.